You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour. It has been eventful. A lot of conversation about the draft, about where the quarterback situation is at Bama. Have we witnessed two ships passing in the night? The usual stuff for a Monday, first day of May. And JK is up next.
What's up, Feinbaum?
Hey there.
Hey, man. Let me give a shout-out to my Miami Hurricane, since y'all said I never talk about them. That 22-year-old record is still intact, and it's going to be intact for a long time to come. But you know what I predicted, Paul? I predicted Legend was going to come on this show and come with that same bull crap he comes with every time he can't brag. Now he's going to pretend like every Saturday last year, when Bama wasn't playing, he was on TV looking at the Notre Dame bag up, and now he's at Alabama. He's trying to pretend like he's the Bama saver. He's not the Bama saver. They're going to be horrible this year. And it's just like I keep telling you guys, there is no medicine and no cure for being in denial. So you might as well stop looking for it at the pharmacy. But one more thing, Paul. Great show, man. I appreciate you guys. I listen every day, regardless if I call or not. But I'm looking forward to this upcoming season. You guys have a good one.
You be well. Thank you. Trey is up next.
Hey, Paul, I was going to ask, say something about Jeff and his phone call and ask you a question about Georgia's schedule, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you know what I think about JK's phone call, if you don't mind.
a lot of water going through the system there.
Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you. That might be the best Trey call we've ever had. Myth is calling next. Hello, Myth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Kind of hard to follow a toilet flush, but, hey, I'll do my best. Hey, I was going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Tua and the concussions in the NFL? Do you got any insight or what's going on with that?
I don't have any great insight. It's a serious issue, and we all know he's considered giving it up. Probably not a bad idea, but I don't think that's what he's going to do. He's going to give it another shot.
Second of all, I ain't been paying much attention. I've been working a lot lately, but what's your thoughts on Levis going second? I mean, he was not a second rounder. He was definitely a first rounder, don't you think?
I think he was a bottom of the first half, but I never saw him as a top pick as some were projecting. I think he's a good quarterback. It was a marginal choice, but I think he was fighting expectations. And I don't really know what happened, because all the experts thought he was a top five pick. I was traveling the other day, so I didn't hear a lot of the coverage in relation to what went wrong for him, but it is, there's always that guy that they get wrong.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. You bet. Appreciate it very much. Larry is in Alabama. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Larry, we are doing great.
I wanted to kind of change directions a little bit. This has kind of been on my mind for a while, but the way the money's going in college athletics and professional sports, you have, like it came out the other day, ESPN decided not to give Chris Fowler a raise. They've kind of let several analysts go. These coaches' salaries at college, you know, you're getting the $10 million plus a year. Assistant coaches making $2 million a year. In your opinion, what do you think, where's the stopgap for this at?
Larry, I don't think there is one per se. I think the feeling in the past was the market would always correct itself, but I don't think that's the case any longer. There is so much money being pumped into the system. Now, where is it coming from, Larry? It's coming from television. And you ask, why does ESPN, why does Fox, why do these networks see such value? There are very few things like live sports. Now, I'm not trying to give a lecture here, but what makes live sports so valuable? The unpredictability of it. And everything else we watch on television is already established, and I don't think you could have predicted this 20 or 30 years ago, but it's happened, and it is a literal runaway train. The NFL numbers are beyond anyone's imagination. The NBA, college football is right there, and it is not coming back, at least anytime in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you know, you got the NFL that gets, what, $9-10 billion a year from their contracts. The Big Ten just got $1 billion total combined. Now, who knows what the new commissioner, which direction he'll go in. The SEC is, what, $700-800 million, something like that.
Yeah, well, it will end up being close to $1 billion once the new deal is done, yeah.
And are these conferences like the Big Ten and the SEC – are they getting bigger because the next time a television contract comes around, if they don't have a new market, the money's going to stay the same or go lower? Is that the need for expansion?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors, but you know, there's demand. Television is completely different than it used to be, and it's obvious why. There are so many other entities. You look at television today, and I'm not trying to go back 30 or 40 years, but if you go back 40 years, that was the advent of cable. You had 40 years ago, you had CNN and ESPN starting, and then that led to all these other sports channels. They're all not successful. And you mentioned ESPN. I mean, ESPN is different than it was 15 or 20 years ago. There's so much more competition, but there is still value in the top level sports. And I mean, look at this channel that we're on right now. This was conceived a little more than 10 years ago, about 12 years ago in thought, and we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary next year. And, you know, what makes this work? People like to watch football games and basketball games and baseball games and softball games. And there is an audience for it. And it keeps growing. Now, that doesn't mean that if you compare the audience for television today versus 30 or 40 years ago, it's not comparable. But, you know, why was the audience 30 or 40 years ago bigger for a singular event? Because there were three channels.
I remember it well.
Yeah.
I'm in my 60s, and I've been watching it for a long time. I remember glued to the TV because you were going to get, you know, one game or maybe two at the most.
No, Larry, you remembered because we're in the same age group that when I was in school, Alabama or Auburn or Tennessee or Georgia were on maybe three times a year. And we never thought we would be here, but we are. And what's interesting is it's been successful in spite of all the competition. I mean, the number of people that watch Netflix, Amazon, all these streaming channels, where television has really taken the biggest hit is a couple of places. Local news. You and I remember there was a time, Larry, in the morning or in the evening, the numbers for those shows were gargantuan. Now they're not. I don't want to say it's a dying breed. There's still a need for it in a community, but the audience is considerably different. When I grew up, there were a handful of shows you watched on Monday night, Tuesday night, Saturday night. You had a killer lineup. People aren't watching those shows anymore. they're watching streaming. It's much easier to dial up whatever you want to watch than wait till 8 o'clock on Saturday night for your favorite sitcom.
Well, Paul, that's why I listen to you and call you, because I know that you know what's going on and can give me insight into what's happening.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it so much, Larry. And thank you very much.
And the only exception to everything I've said, of course, is this show. It keeps getting bigger and better, and it will be renewed for the next 30 years. Right, Larry? Right, Randy?
That's right.
Why are the suits at the door again?
I don't know.
Here they come. And they have pink slips in their hands. We'll take a short break.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
The one and only Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy, are you there?
Yes, Big Paul, I'm with you.
I'm glad to hear that.
I was just adding in a new septic tank. And I want to thank my in-laws for that. It was a gift for my birthday. So
now, Cat Daddy, hold on one second. There's a thousand jokes here. I've never heard of in-laws giving a gift of a septic tank to their son-in-law.
Well, I needed it, so, you know, I can't complain. I don't know what else to say.
Now, Cat Day, what does a septic tank in South Carolina go for?
Well, you got to have some guy. Well,
I've had one. I just don't know what it costs. I mean, the guy comes out to the house.
Those guys are always great people.
I've been out in the front yard talking to them before. You don't shake hands with them, but they're great people.
Well, no, you got a guy comes out from the government, tells you where you can dig.
Right.
Then you get the septic tank guy, and he comes out there and puts it in.
Usually the county sends you a bill for that.
Oh, yeah. You don't pay taxes.
Okay, well, let's move on from that. Your in-laws gave you the septic tank.
Yes, son. I sure
I'd appreciate it if my in-laws would give me something.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ms. Feinbaum, you have a great life. You're a world-famous sport prognosticator, and I love calling the show and listening to it. Okay. So you should be a satisfied man.
Thank you, Cat Day. Is it my imagination? Cat Day works at a package store. You think he's gotten the discount and taken advantage of some of the products? That's just my theory. Augie is up next.
Well, there's just so many places you could go with that last call, and I think you went to quite a few of them. But my question is this. How old do you think Cat Daddy is?
I had him for late 60s, early 70s. Didn't you?
Yep. And his in-laws gave him a present, which means his in-laws are
close to 100.
This earth. That's what I was about to say. And, I mean...
unless he's remarried since last week.
That's true. Just because he's in his 70s or 80s doesn't mean his wife is. So you never know. Maybe that package store is a lot more successful than you and I imagined it to be. But
and by the way, tomorrow for one of our guests will be a septic tank worker to tell us what really goes on the job.
Say, because Cat Daddy needed a new septic tank, he's always full of life.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
leave it like that. But, one of the comments that I think somebody made earlier was Burns hosting and talking about guest hosts. A while, I think it was 2-3 weeks ago, you had Jeff on, and Jeff was saying he hated Ryan Magoo.
Yeah.
He really doesn't like Magoo. I don't like Ryan Magoo either, but is he the worst? I don't know if he's the worst, but I agree that the best is Alyssa Lane. So if you go, Alyssa needs to be your replacement.
I've heard very good things about Alyssa, and we had a blast when she came in here she's come in here a couple of times.
She's great. She lets the callers talk. Peter Burns likes to talk over he steps on every call. Every call he steps on it. But I don't call Peter Burns, even though he is an LSU aficionado. I wanted to call and ask him if he had any excuses for the baseball team, which did sweep Alabama this week when all three games were close, and for the greatest team that ever should have existed, to play a bad Alabama baseball team close is terrible. But, Paul, Peter Griffith really – I keep calling him Peter Griffith from the TV show, but Mike Griffith is really great today. As always, he delivered. He's like the mailman. He never fails to deliver, does he?
That's why we love Mike so much.
Well, he was great. Now, real question I called. Levis being drafted later than some folks predicted. I can't help but think. I know one game doesn't make a break a player, but it just seems to me that Ole Miss game really cost him in the long run. I mean, it continued to cost him and cost him and cost him.
Well, in fairness, he was playing injured the whole game, or part of the game.
He was.
I don't know the Will Levis. I really don't know, Augie. It doesn't seem like it cost a perception. I mean, Kiper still had him at one time in the top five.
But, you know, outside of Mel's hair,
yeah,
there's a lot of things to question about Mel. He does have a great head of hair. I'm envious of that. But I just got to say, that Ole Miss game, that was a big game. It built up to a big game.
Two top 10 teams. I remember doing the pregame. Hey, thanks for the call, Augie. You be well. Mike is in Los Angeles.
Afternoon, Paul. Hope you and your wife and the dogs are well.
We're doing great, Mike.
Did you get a chance to hear Peter Burns' interview with Ryan Leaf on Friday?
No, I did not.
I would encourage you to go back and listen. I mean, it was a great interview, and it was mainly driven by Ryan. And Ryan was talking about, you know, kind of the abject failure that he had and how he blew up on the big stage and how, you know, that things are different today and his career and his family and how he goes, and he's spoken with Trevor Lawrence, and he's you know, with Joe Burrow, and he helps mentor a lot of these young quarterbacks, and the teams call him in and universities call him in, and he talks about, you know, what you have to do to be ready to play the college game. And I just wanted to know if you had any interactions with Ryan over the years.
Yes, I have talked to him a couple of times, and I know what you're talking about. First time I was able to interview him years ago, we went through it wasn't identical to what you said, but it was definitely about the hard times.
Yeah, I got to know him through a mutual friend about 17 years ago, and I texted him after the show the other day and sent him a text and told him I thought it was really a great interview and kind of a testament to how, you know, he's turned his life around, that now he's impacting people in a positive way. And, you know, he thanked me, and I invited him to breakfast. He goes, well, I don't live there anymore. And I go, what do you mean you don't live here in L.A.? He goes, I've got my own show in New York now. So I had no idea that he had a show, but he seems to be doing well. And I just wanted to let you know that it was a call worth revisiting if you get a chance.
Check it out. Hey, thank you very much. And I didn't realize he had a show in New York either. So we learned something. Dan is up next.
Thanks, Paul, as always.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Paul, I'm just listening to all this. I wanted to talk to you about LSU and Georgia and Alabama. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like everybody's getting prepared to lose.
It does seem that way.
And that's depressing because I have a dream. I have a dream that LSU women's basketball wins a championship, the baseball team wins a championship, and the LSU football team wins a championship. Is Georgia or Alabama going to wake me up?
Dan, I think so. I think you're in for a nightmare. Marilyn is up next in Georgia. Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, Paul. We've talked a couple of times before. I'm a double dog from Georgia, and I just am really perplexed about one thing. I was watching the draft, and Athens is 60 miles from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been since 2011 since the Falcons have drafted a Georgia player. And I just can't imagine why. I mean, the state is just full of Georgia grads, and why wouldn't they consider drafting anybody from Georgia since they're so close?
I will tell you why, and I don't know specifically, okay. But I can. I'm going to describe owners of NFL clubs and GMs. There is not a more cold-blooded group of people on earth than NFL owners and the people that work for them when it comes to talent. They do not care where you went to school. They don't care about anything other than getting the best players. That's why the NFL is so great. This is not we're not in little leagues where I'm the coach and your son is an average player, but since we're all friends, I'm going to put him on my team. This is about identifying the 6 or 7 or 8 best players that they can bring in every year. And it's not a matter of where they went to school. It's a matter of how they project on the chart.
Don't you think just one player would have met?
I mean, Marilyn, stop me for being disrespectful to the Atlanta Falcons, which I have absolutely no respect for. But I don't know why. I mean, I think it's fun if they do it. And I know times when a state or regional player shows up, but that's not what they're doing. They don't have secondary leagues have territorial drafts like the USFL or the XFL. The NFL that's not their business. They have a limited roster, and sometimes it's pure chance too. They have a number of Alabama players. I do know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to pull for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think you should. And by the way, I have lived near Atlanta most of my life, and I've pulled for the Braves, but I've never liked the Falcons.
I have no idea why. Then that's two of us.
Okay. Well, I think you should boycott the Falcons, Marilyn. They're terrible people for not drafting. Who didn't they draft?
No Bulldogs.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have drafted Stetson in the first round. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Stacy is up next as we begin the final 30 minutes of our show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, man. I just retired last month. I got my first Social Security check. Okay.
And so congratulations.
Said, well, thank you. But so I said, you need to listen to Paul Feinbaum. Okay, all right, I'm going to do that. I've been doing that. For the last 2 weeks, I've been listening to Paul Feinbaum. Is this a sports show, or is it a daytime drama? Because I've never seen a sports show that people call in and talk about other people. Look, I'm an LSU fan. You want to call in and hate on me? Well, hate on me. But I ain't gonna rebuttal. But by God, the last 2 weekends, we had some damn good baseball, and yet the Alabama fans don't care about it, right? The Auburn fans don't care about it. Actually, the Auburn fans got a good baseball team. But what I'm saying is this a sports show or is it a drama show? I mean, because you didn't even mention Tennessee.
It's a drama show.
All right, thank you. That's all I need to know. But Tennessee's doing
– Yeah, and partly because we made note of this the other day. Jerry Springer died. And without Jerry Springer around, we have to fill that void, don't we?
That's right.
For a guy that just retired and is getting Social Security, he sounds kind of angry, doesn't he?
Yeah, he should be mellow.
Yeah, I mean – Most people who just retire have. I mean, I ran into a retired guy the other day. I said, how do you like retirement? He said, I love it. You retired, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you're here.
Yeah, I like it. This is great.
Do you care what anybody says to you?
Yeah, not at all.
I think that's the thing about retirement. You don't have to listen to anybody else.
That's right.
You don't have to take calls like I-Man from Montgomery, Alabama.
I like I-Man.
Good afternoon there, Paul.
Good afternoon.
You know, this guy has been listening for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to know if this is a sports show or a drama show. Well, caller, let me include you on something. You call, and you have your own comment. The callers direct the conversation. If you want to talk sports, well, you had your opportunity to talk sports.
He did.
If you want to talk about somebody else,
he just wanted
you
to complain.
Had your opportunity. If you wanted to talk about real money, that was your opportunity.
I mean's right.
If you wanted to talk about losing your whole damn life and sitting in pity, that was your opportunity.
I mean's right.
Again.
I mean,
this man is talking truth here.
Woo!
Randy, bring me a beer. I mean, you know, what is
bartender.
It with these callers? They don't, they
it's
don't
on my
listen.
Tab.
They don't listen. When you sit down and you watch a movie, do you pay attention or you damn color? I mean, you can do that at Shoney's. They give you a purple and a green
like
color and a picture of a unicorn.
What I would give right now
you
for
just,
big boy
and onion rings and some pie.
And you know, they give you two colors and you just do the best you can.
And if you don't like the two colors,
hey, I'm in. By the way, I'm in. I have table. To. I'm going to impose on you for a second, okay?
Sure.
Because the guy did not. The guy just called back and said he didn't finish his point.
Whoa! He didn't finish his point. That was his.
Yeah. I want you to do us a favor. We're going to put you and Stacy on together, and I want you to counsel him as one
Absolutely.
Of the all-time great
Absolutely.
Callers to the show. Because I did
Absolutely.
Not do a very good job. Stacy, you're on with I-Man.
Yeah,
well, good
right,
afternoon,
listen, man.
Stacey. How are you doing today?
The sports show. Is it the Alabama show or is it a sports show? Is it a drunk show?
What?
Hey, look, man.
What do you want?
I'm LSU fan.
Stacey,
we live purple and gold.
Stacy.
All year long, man. We got a good baseball team. We got a good football team. We got a basketball team. What's Alabama got? What's Alabama got?
Stacy, hold on one second. You're talking to one of the legendary callers in the history of the show. Allow him to talk.
Well, let him talk.
Put a rabbit foot in that pie hole and listen for a second. When you call into this show, you have a comment. And you talk about any damn thing you want to, and then you hang up and say, thank you, Paul. Have a good day. And if you're lucky, he might take your call next week after you've been on hold for 36 hours. Now, that's the
you're
way
right
it is.
That.
And if you don't like it, there's a lot of stuff on the dial that you can tune into. You might even find a cooking show somewhere that'll show you how to make a bologna sandwich. Do you need help? Do you need any more instructions? I mean, are you a grown man? Do you squat to pee? What is your deal, Stacy?
Well, my deal is how many national NCAA national championship Alabama ever won? Four?
Is that the only question
don't
you
count.
Got?
I don't count.
Is that
I
all
mean,
you
LSU,
got? Is that the best you
hey,
got?
LSU's got 50 NCAA national championship. We
it's
just
NCAA,
won the women.
Well,
we're,
not
so,
NCAA
we're so proud. We're so proud.
NCAA,
we're so
I'm
proud
sorry.
Of you.
I'm just man.
Paul, Randy,
well,
Randy
Stacy,
give
football doesn't
Stacey
have an NCAA
trophy.
Championship.
How many NCAA championships?
I mean, he's trying his little best.
Stacy, what sport are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Football is not sanctioned by the NCAA.
Well,
you've got
but Alabama has 19 national championships in football.
What else they got?
They got everything. What else you want?
They never won in volleyball. They never won in baseball. They never won in basketball. What do they got?
Paul, is this
won.
The volleyball network show? Is this the volleyball show?
I don't
show?
Know,
is
but
this
maybe it should
show?
Be. I mean, you are not getting through to this guy.
Stacey, well, I'm just saying it should be a sports show, not an Alabama show. Alabama sucks. Okay, you got beat by LSU last year. You didn't go to the playoffs. And guess what? All those championships in football, I recognize them. They're great. They've always been great. But they're not NCAA sanctioned. Okay?
We'll come back to you in 1 second. Quick question. Who recommended this show to you?
My other retired friend said.
I'd go get your money back. Hi, man, you're back. I've had enough of that guy. What about you?
You know, he needs to put a rabbit foot in that pie hole and take a break because this is not about LSU. I mean, you know, and he's so narrow-focused with LSU and Alabama, it's eating his lunch. There's a bright new world out there. There's a big life. I mean, you can go do anything you want to, damn near anywhere you want to. And there's a lot of channels on the dial. And if you don't listen to the radio, all you got to do is get satellite and you'll have about 1,000 channels you'll never see again. But, Stacy, if you don't
listen
like what's
to some
going
music,
on.
Relax once in a while.
Absolutely. I mean, surely there's something out there musical he could probably hang his hat on.
I mean, quick
I
question.
It.
What kind of music do you think he listens to?
You know, I don't know
something
if
that
guy's
makes you
any
uptight.
Kind of a music fan. I don't know if he's a music fan. I mean, he just didn't sound like he was much of anything other than an LSU fan. But, Paul, you know, you didn't tell us you wasn't going to be here. And guess what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to hang up.
That was utterly bizarre. These two guys were not even on the same planet. We will take a short break. We will take a short break, and it's debatable. We'll be here when you come back. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.